Welcome to the Casual Carrots of Gaming. This is the mini episode 10.1, the weekly episode that we're going to try to do in between the main episodes, just to keep ourselves fresh.
We decided that you people need to hear more of us.
Yeah, more of us in your head. But my name is Dirk.
And I'm Ryan.
And welcome. The mini episode's pretty much going to be geared towards one game that we think that we can't pile into an hour long episode. None of the BS that we have at the beginnings, but just straight talking about awesome games.
Yeah, we're not BSing right now at all.
No, not at all.
Just straight into it. We're going to start this off with a beloved franchise, Street Fighter II. Mostly Street Fighter II. We can talk about all the Street Fighter, but we'll probably be mostly II.
Mostly Street Fighter II, little Street Fighter IV.
Nobody really played any of the other ones.
Street Fighter III, I mean, I didn't know about it just because I didn't have... I played that BS, like we were talking, Street Fighter EX for PlayStation.
Yeah, well, because by the time the 14th Street Fighter 2 came out, no one really cared anymore. So you're like, they released a 3?
Yeah, like, what happened to 3? Because like, when Street Fighter 4 came out, I'm like, where the fuck was 3?
It was there. But everyone was busy playing Resident Evil.
It was there in, like, other reiterations, like, again and again and again, like Street Fighter. So, yeah, this is the Street Fighter episode. I never played Street Fighter 1. Did you play Street Fighter 1?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was rough.
Clunky?
It came out in 87.
Okay.
80 fucking 7. On arcades. They had it at the laundromat. I used to go when I was a kid. Because I was poor people.
I was
going to
say,
to laundromats.
That's just a little window into poor yeah. Ryan's life.
So, they had it. It was, it was slow. It was like Mortal Kombat slow. You had like a fireball, you had the dragon punch, and you had the spin kick. What is that called?
The roundhouse or the
whatever that fucking thing is. Yeah. Tatsumaki Senpukayaku.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that. And that was it.
You can only be two characters, right? You can only be Ken and Ryu.
Yeah, and it was like if you do pull off one of those special moves, 3 hits. It was like 3 fireballs and you beat the guy.
Oh, but I heard it was. I heard that the enemies moved a lot faster than you.
They
did.
There was a ninja guy. He kind of like he was a ninja. He had Vega claws and he could disappear like Dalsim.
There's the difference between ninja and ninja.
Ninja. Okay. All right.
My ninja.
That is our word. So
Street Fighter 2 is when everybody like.
But Street Fighter 2 is when it happened. I mean that's when you mean they had multiple characters.
That's the first game.
It wasn't
game.
Like a 3-hit game and it was over. It was an actual fighting game. That was the game that started the fighting craze.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that, and then it was Mortal Kombat, and there was like Soul Calibur, and all that. But it all started with Street Fighter 2.
And I'll admit, I suck at Street Fighter. Like it was further driven home when you came over and just dominated me at Street Fighter 4.
Are you bad at Street Fighter, or am I better than you at Street Fighter?
Probably both. Like I suck at it. I never had enough money to actually play the arcade game when I was younger to get better at it. And I always picked the people that were just easy for me because I didn't want to learn the moves. Like I thought like that the downward motion was such bullshit. So I was always what the hell is his name? E Honda or Blanca.
Those are like the worst characters ever.
I know. That's
no wonder you suck so bad.
Well,
at
no,
it.
Because that's all I did. I never learned how to do like the fireballs or the kicks. They all just seem too hard for me.
Down and forward is super hard.
Suck a dick. That's I mean, that's that for me. Like I said, I suck. I suck at games, and that's I found. I mean, that was driven home when I got crushed in that gaming competition that I entered. But no, Street Fighter II was the one where you actually step back and you're like, holy shit! Like it was a good looking game. Like the sprites were awesome. Multiple characters. And, I mean, for just being a fighting game, it had a lot of depth.
Yeah, and everyone had their own little story. They got to the end, and it would show everyone had their own little ending. That was pretty sweet. This game made $1.5 billion. And that, I mean, we're talking 90s money here. That's like a trillion.
Was that, like, right when it came out, or?
No, I mean, over the time, the series. So, I mean, you're talking about, okay, let's just go over the versions of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The World Warrior, Champion Edition. Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting, Super Street Fighter 2 The New Challengers, Super Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Hyper Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix, Street Fighter 2 Plus, Special Champion Edition, Street Fighter Alpha 2, Street Fighter Alpha 2 Gold, Street Fighter 2 X for Magic Service, which I don't even understand what the fuck that is, some kind of Dreamcast thing, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Revival. Come the fuck on.
Hey, they
and no wonder nobody cared when Street Fighter 3 came out because they're like, I'm done.
You just didn't know. I thought it was cool, like, after the championship edition, like, when you could be all the bosses. Because then that would be M. Bison. Like, M. Bison was, like, my go-to character.
Right. He's just Psycho Crusher back and forth.
Psycho Crusher,
you,
Psycho Crusher.
Bastard.
Yeah, that's all I did. Those were the characters. Now, as I play, because, like I said before, I built an arcade. And this should say how much I like Street Fighter II. My arcade is set up for a fighting arcade. I bought special Sanwa sticks to put in there just for fighting. It's got the six-button layout. And there's my overlay is Capcom. So, I mean, yeah. I love it. The only problem is that no matter how many times I go back to those games, I keep getting my fucking ass handed to me.
I'm going
to
wreck your ass every time.
Dude,
every time.
I was actually surprised when you, because you're the first person that actually played me. You're the only person who's played me in Street Fighter 4 on that arcade, which is why I upgraded the computer in there to play Street Fighter 4. Runs great. You just kicked my monkey ass, dude. And I've been trying to practice. I've been going back. And like I was telling you earlier, there's 3 or 4 characters that I can get through, and then I'll get to fucking El Fuerte or the Sea Viper and just keep getting my ass handed to me. And I refuse to go back to easy because then I'm going to fight you again and still get my ass kicked.
You're going to get your ass kicked on easy?
No. I don't want to go back to easy because there's no challenge in it.
Are you a button masher?
No. I think that I don't really understand the strategy to win the game. Like, I can't go back and forth enough between block doesn't exist in my it doesn't happen. I'm not quick enough.
Blocking and fireballs, dude.
Yeah. Dude, if you play El Fuerte, that motherfucker is just
That's another thing about Street Fighter is this whole game is a racial stereotype.
Oh, it is. Oh no, don't get me wrong. Like, he's a little Mexican who's fast.
Who you got? You got Ryu, the Japanese karate master or whatever. You got Guile, the American soldier. You got T-Hawk, the Indian
guy.
You got DJ, the Jamaican guy. E. Honda, the sumo wrestler. It's just like, God, dude.
It's a stereotype after stereotype after
and apparently, you know, I mean, how many Americans are on that game? I mean, you got Cammy, a soldier. It's like everyone in America is a soldier.
What about Ken? Ken's an American, right?
Yeah, he is.
He's because they had the same teacher.
Yeah. So it's just like... stereotype out of stereotype. I think the only one that's not a stereotype is Blanca, unless everyone in Brazil is a monster.
Possibly. We're going to talk about the movie while we're talking about this, aren't we?
Oh, we got to talk about the best movie ever fucking made. Jesus. And then they made that game that was like more like Mortal Kombat than it was. Because they were going to make a Shotgun Van Damme game or something, weren't they? No, that's how they made Mortal Kombat, isn't it?
Well, no, they did the motion capture with Mortal Kombat, where they actually took real people and took pictures of them.
It was so bad.
It's horrible. Like, I have it on the arcade. It sucks.
It is so bad. And the movie sucks really bad, too. It's like, you know what we should do? We should base a movie on Guile, who's not one of the main characters in Street Fighter.
And
make him the muscles from Brussels. Because that fucking makes sense.
It's just Hollywood, man, throwing money at. But on the plus side...
And Bison can totally be the dude from the Addams Family. Why not?
Dude, I was going to say, Raul Julia, that was his last
movie.
That's his swan song, man.
That's his legacy, is Street Fighter.
But you know what? If you go back and watch it, like, he was the perfect, like, watching the Addams Family about how he was over the top for Gomez Addams. Perfect for M. Bison. Like, he's just, like, just over the top, like, fights!
Yeah, but M. Bison's really big. That's one of the things, is that, like, M. Bison's, like, you know, really tall.
He's a prick.
He's a really big guy. And, like, Raul Julia's probably pushing 5'8".
But that's the magic of movies, man. You can't hate. I remember, because I didn't see the movie. I don't think I've ever seen that movie all the way through. I just remember my brother, when he was in, like, third or fourth grade, coming home, and he's like, dude, that movie was awesome. Like, he watched it over a friend's
house.
Little
kids are so stupid.
And he's what'd he say? Like, the line that stuck out in his mind was when Zangief.
Is that how you say that?
Is it Zangief?
Zangief?
Zangief. Whatever. I say it however I want to say it. I'm a grown-ass man. Zangief. So Zangief, when he's like watching a truck rolling towards something and he's watching on a monitor, he's like, change the channel! That's the only thing that sticks out in my head. Because that's the way my brother... He's like, it's the greatest movie ever. It was funny. It had action. And it was just like one of those dumb classic, like... Like when they go to get him, they're like... Guy's like... Let's go get him. And then turns and, like, they all run in, like, unison together to the chopper. Like, got to keep this momentum going. But anyway, fuck the movie. Fuck the Street Fighter, the movie game. Street Fighter 2 is the bomb. Like that.
It was. That's like the quarter hog. Dude, you go to the arcade when you were a kid, and just like everyone's crowded around you. You got to like wait in line for an hour to get in there. And then you get your ass handed to you by that kid that's been there all fucking day.
Who just keeps playing over and over again. My buddy Aaron, I can't think of his brother's name, but he was that guy. Because I didn't live in a very big town, but he was really good at Street Fighter. He just parked himself at that machine, put in one quarter, and then like step
next.
Come on up. we just made his quarters just go forever. But what else you got over there for any unique things on?
It just really took that whole thing to the next level. The fighting thing. If it wasn't for this game, we probably wouldn't have Mortal Kombat. We wouldn't have our cool I mean, Marvel versus Capcom is the shit, and it's got all the Street Fighter characters in it. But that never happened if it wasn't for Street Fighter.
Marvel versus Capcom is one of the I think they did that one. I think they did a Capcom versus SNK.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game I was trying to think of. Capcom versus SNK, like those crossover games with like the fighting genres, those are amazing.
They are,
but they make it. What is it? The Marvel versus Capcom 2, where you have to pick like different fighting styles, like Alpha or Beta. That takes a game that I'm already sucking at and then adds layers to it. So as much as I love those games, or I love somebody watching somebody who's good at them do that, I can't do it. I'm not wired for it.
Yeah, I just like throwing fireballs. I don't want to get too deep into it.
You used to play the shit out of Turbo for the Super Nintendo,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, because you'd put it on 10 Turbo Stars in your Vega.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
fuck
you. Fast. So fast. There was obviously Soul Calibur. But can you imagine a world without Primal Rage, without monkeys peeing on other
that
monkeys?
Game? Going back and like I said, like going back and playing that game like on an arcade, I still can't. That was just cashing in.
It
on,
was
like, the fighting.
It was just stupid and gross for the sake of being stupid and gross.
There are a lot of like Street Fighter 2 clones or Mortal Kombat clones, because I didn't have Street Fighter 2. I had Mortal Kombat. Like I bought Mortal Kombat 2, which again I fucking suck at. I don't even know why I even pretend. But it's something that I fool myself into thinking that I can play. But Street Fighter II was the really I think it's like the quintessential like arcade game. Like it's the Pac-Man of our generation.
It really is. That was the game you went to go play. Like no one is going down to the arcade so they can play fucking Metal Slug, which was awesome. But everyone was going down there so they could fucking play Street Fighter
because that's when you can like whip somebody's ass.
Yeah.
And even when we were playing in my house, like my wife came in and she's just like, "You guys are being way too fucking loud." I'm like, "But we're talking shit to each other, screaming."
It was like
I
beat you 3 or 4 times, and then you just like you're done. You just like I'm done. You just walk away. Where are you going? Where are you going,
motherfucker? but it is one of those like where you pull off like a good counter, or you pull off like a good a combo hit or something, and you're just like, "Fuck you, suck it." You're like just like suck on that, man. Like, oh, does that hurt? Like. It's one of those games where you can directly just – I guess now they have like the first-person shooters that can do that. But still the fighting genre, like if you can do that like and somebody's sitting right next to you, just like, fuck you.
Hey, which, by the way, suck my dick.
Yes, suck it. Suck it long, suck it hard. But the whole series for Street Fighter, Street Fighter 3, I'm actually kind of sad that it flew under my radar because they changed up a little. They moved – I think they were like hand-drawn. Like the animation was different.
Oh, like almost like not cel shaded, but it kind of had that look.
Yeah, it was. They were like different sprites. They weren't like the normal looking thing. And then they did the EX thing for PlayStation, which was 3D.
It was like Tekken.
Terrible.
They tried to make it like Tekken.
Yeah, they tried to make it Tekken. They tried to make it like Virtual Fighter. But then
Virtual Fighter. That was awful.
And then they went back to Street Fighter 4, like the side.
Yeah, the 2D like sprites. I mean, that's how it should be.
I remember Street Fighter 4, like when that was announced, what was like 8 years ago, 7 years ago? And Dan came home and he's just like, check out this like the intro to this, and I'm like, want. So
is that the Ryu with the fireball intro thing?
Yeah, where like they had like the brush strokes and everything to add to it. I still like Street Fighter 4. Like I wish I was better at it because I love playing that game. There's a lot that I don't understand about it because they have different combo moves, or like they have like super combos. They add like the little turbo meter, or like not turbo meter, but it's almost like a limit break type thing.
Like a rage meter on what is that? A rage meter on?
Damn it! Why do you do this to me every time?
I don't know.
Rage. I know what you're talking. Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. So they keep adding to it, and they're starting to do that with Street Fighter 4, where they're starting to release different reiterations, like they did with Street Fighter 3.
Are they already there? How long has Street Fighter 4 been out?
It's been out for like 6 years, I think.
Holy shit.
I remember...
So there's already 13 of them?
No, I think they're coming out with a third one. But I know that this was kind of funny. Like, when they were releasing Street Fighter 4, I was working at GameWorks, and there was like this huge thing where like they didn't have the cabinets first. Like, they couldn't have... There was a date that nobody could have the cabinets in their arcades before. And because GameWorks is owned by Sega, we had Street Fighter 4 cabinets like 3 months before they were supposed to be out.
Yeah, set up in the back?
Yeah, they were set up in the top, the
back. Well, I remember, because there was like chairs and stuff around.
Yeah, they were the Japanese cabinets. Like, they were the ones
the little low ones.
Yeah, the one that you want. Like, if you ever build an arcade, that's what you want, something you can sit at. But that's like...
What, you call me lazy?
You told me. I'm like, we should build you an arcade. You're like, it's got to be one of those ones I can sit at. Can I lay down? Can you like build it sideways?
Lay down. Will there be a place to hold my Cheetos?
But what's your go-to character? Is it Vega?
I used to like Vega. I like Vega on Turbo, but I mean, Ken and Ryu are just
that's my bread and butter now.
Because everyone knows all their fucking moves. They're really easy to do. I used to use E Honda, which I was just talking shit to you about, but his moves are easy. Did it over and over again.
Well, and I think that's kind of what made the game like more accessible, is they did have the characters where they just had like, you know, hold back and press forward and the punch button, and they'll do that.
Yeah.
But then they had like, in my opinion, like Ken and Ryu were like the more advanced characters that, because still for me to do the uppercut, I hit it maybe one out of three times.
Really?
I
tried. It's just like forward and then a fireball. Forward, fireball.
I know, but the way that they describe it, it's like forward and then you come back and then you push diagonal. It's like the way that it's actually outlined on how to do it made it really counterintuitive to me. So
I used to be good with Zangief when I was a kid too.
That I never got Zangief either.
Because you got to do the 360 on the D-pad to be able to do that power bomb.
The pile driver?
Yeah, where he lifts him up and jumps in the air.
He actually may be like the most advanced character. Like if you're because I never
Dhalsim to like disappear is pretty rough.
What do you have to do?
It is like the same thing where you got to do like a 360 and you got to like hit R and L and then you got to like punch it and then like throw a.
I'll have to check it out.
Bottle at your friends. It's crazy. Like you got to do all this crazy ass shit and like thank Ganesh or something. I don't know. It's nuts.
But yeah, there's another stereotype. The very calm Hindu, who had magical powers to spit fire and teleport. But he had the long arms. I never got that. Like he could extend his arms. He had like the go-go gadget legs and
you
arms.
Don't remember Gandhi used to do that all the time.
Did he? Is that how he protested? Like he's like, what I'm gonna do? I was thinking about doing a hunger strike, but instead I'm gonna go-go gadget my fucking shit out as far as I can go.
Alright, now we've gotten to the point of Capcom racism. So I think maybe we've run this thing into the ground.
Yeah, I mean that's Street Fighter 2, it's one of the games I feel that if I have a kid, it's going to be one of the things that, like, this is a video game. This is something that you should really learn as a history. So, I mean, it's near and dear to our heart, but it's like one of those things we can't drag it out. Well, we probably could drag it out for an hour, but it'd be boring as shit.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you everyone's already stopped listening by now.
Well,
which sucks because I got a whole song coming up, so stay tuned.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what song it's going to be. Sounds right. Good.
It goes like this. Oh, man, I'm so glad I cut that out.
Well, so I think we'll just do that that's going to be our first little mini-sode. Working on the name.
Yeah, let's call it what do they call it? Midi-cast?
Midi-cast. I tried to mix half episode, half and episode, and it came out hepisode. So it's like a hepatitis B.
Hepatitis episode.
The hepisode, but...
This is where we get real.
the hepisode?
Yeah, with the hepisode, and we start talking about diseases and...
There it is. It's and
it's
now
not
the
an episode,
episode
until I burped.
There it is.
Here
so,
we go.
We're going to call that. Thank you for listening to episode 10.1 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. Again, my name is Dirk,
and I love you. Okay, bye.